Oh my God.
Soy morena, soy negra, apréndetelo, no te equivoques conmigo. Recuerda, no oye racista, ignorante, asúmelo. Vas a tener que aguantarme.
Un poquito de mundo en vida, that he was almost like in some parts jealous of her, and that his family, on top of everything else, despite what she was doing for him, todavía la estaba negreando. So each one of their children have like a different look. And so it was, my sister is, you know, like the lightest one. I have an older brother that was like super loose hair with like wide nose. I have a brother who has a really straight nose with like more coarse hair. And she was the person that was like, necesitamos dinero like para poner luces, because they didn't even have lights. So my mom went from like her home at home that was very well taken care of to essentially taking care of this man who didn't have not even electricity to offer her. And through her work making like clothes for the strippers, so she was able to have all of this installed.
So whole shit saved your mom?
Whole shit saved us all.
Whole shit saves lives. I don't know.
Whole shit saved us. And so it's really fascinating because that was how she was able to also like save money to be able to come to the United States. And so, and it was also an understanding that we were, I think because of that, we were always, there was a mixed of like, sex positive and also like a, but don't do that if you don't have to, because I think she saw both sides, right? She saw the fact that like people were actually out here making money, but she also became a confidant to the people that were doing the sex work. And so I think based on how their engagement, she was also able to really recognize, oh, this doesn't,
you know what clicked with me?
Huh?
You know what clicked with me with what you said, that your mom saw the other side? I'm like, she saw the humanity.
Yeah.
That just like turned on a light bulb. Like she saw the humanity of it. So she's like, I understand. Yeah. And I think for a lot of people with things that they may not be familiar with, they don't even try to see the humanity in it. And so of course they're going to reject it, full stop.
Yeah. And it was right. And she saw the humanity, and she saw that there was just a lot of, like she used to say all the time, she used to be like, nadie termina de ser bueno y nadie termina de ser malo. Right? Because she would see these, you know, like the sex workers who were in so many instances, the sex workers were potentially looked down upon in community, but she was like, they also the ones that never negotiated the price with me for the dress or the outfit that I made. They were the ones who came on time, who paid it off, who did all the things well.
And that's the thing.
You saw the other side of like the decent people, the decent men who were like casados, but they were also the tricks of these women or these sex workers, right? Who weren't always women. There's also that, right? So just really thinking about what she had access to in her like, on, you know, like not formally trained type of brain, like she had a level of engagement with people, and people wanted to tell her their stories, right? So there was that type of piece. And so she was able to look at people in like a very balanced way, because she used to be like, este hombre tal vez es buen conocido, está casado, he has a good reputation in the town, and he's also having sex with two men and a woman on the side, right? And then, so it's like, all of those other things don't really matter. What matters is like who you are and what you do, more than
honorable, unquote, respectable. Quote,
right.
I saw this in real time. It reminds me of La Mar. And I remember I went to visit her in Bocas because she had a hostel with our friend Pascal. And she went to the corner store to buy something. This was in Bastimentos in Bocas. And I guess she was short. She was short a quarter or something. Mm-hmm. And she turned to the man. They call him Chacal, but Chacal is also another word for, racialized word for like, like a thug or a gangster, mm-hmm. something like that. She asked the guy who doesn't have a house, she's like, oh, can you lend me a quarter? So she asked the person who would normally ask her for money to borrow a quarter. And I'm watching, and dude turns around and gives her a quarter. He was like, here, you need this right now. You asked me for that, and we're in kinship, we're in community. So take the quarter, because I know it's gonna come back to me, you know, because you're always, you know, it's mutual aid here.
That's it. One of my homegirls is like that. Like, she just doesn't even, she'll be like, remember when you used to have to actually utilize the little like tabs to get like discounts different places? So they used to give you all the cards, and you used to have like 18 cards in your keychain mm-hmm. to be able to. And she used to be like, hold up, I'm at the cash register. You gonna tell me that you're not gonna give me the discount if I don't have the card?
I used to ask the people on the line.
Like, who's gonna give me the card? Like,
I still do that at the supermarket because I don't have the supermarket card. I'm like, do you have the card? And people are like, oh yes, sis, I got you. Always.
Yeah. And she used to be like,
in the Macy's, remember the Macy's on Fulton?
Yes.
Who got the card here? Yep. But it's back to school closed.
Yes. Who got the card? Yeah. Come on.
I thought that was normal. I thought everybody did that. People don't do that?
No.
No. I do it all the time.
I'll give somebody my card.
I have a card. I'll use a card. I don't know you. I don't care. The card.
I'm always doing that because I don't have a card. But I'm always like, who has a card so I can get the discount? And at Old Navy, at Old Navy too, because you don't have to pay with the Old Navy card to get the discount. If they have if you have the credit card thing, you just have to have the credit card.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you have a credit card? Yes. Okay. And then you can get the discount.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I was just like, who does this? Like, come on.
Why wouldn't you give them the discount? Like, why wouldn't you?
And I've also only experienced that in the hood where, like, it'd be part of timing. They'd be like, sis, you taking too long. Here, take $2. I'll pay for it. Next. Right. Let her go. So I've done it for people, too, because people have done it for me. Like, you know what? Here, just, especially
if when I'm looking for change. If I'm counting change like that, people usually offer. Here's $1.
For children.
Like, get out my face.
You know how like people will send their kids to the store and then not give them the right amount of money? And then the kids are looking there like, damn, I'm gonna get in trouble if I don't get this.
Right.
Because my parent is about to beat me. Or I might even spend a quarter to get chips before I realize and I didn't count. And every time I see like a sad looking kid, I'll be like, they looking like,
I do that with you, but I am see all the time. Like they want to buy stuff, and I'm trying to teach them a lesson and money, and then somebody always offers to pay, and I'm always like, so that's a lesson in itself for them.
Right, like, because, I mean, it happened to me all the time, and I used to, like, I remember one of my aunts, she used to have food stamps, but this is before the card, and this is when you had to have, like, the paper booklet, like, I don't know if you were familiar with, like, and the paper booklet had, like, so you had to take your, you know, so it was a big deal. Like, if my mom used to be like, uy, la tita me dio cupones. Like, she used to be like, we got cupones now because we didn't have any. And my mom really should have, we needed them. Let's be also clear. But my aunt was like more of a hustler and more courageous because my mom was always like, they're going to look down on us or they might say no or we're not going to be consistent. Meanwhile, my aunt was like, you got freebies? Come on. So occasionally she would give it to them and I would go to the supermarket and I would be like, trying to give them the little, I'll be like, it's right here. Right?
Your aunt's like. So
for me, I was also really like, so I remember that terror and also that embarrassment of not having enough. And so if I see someone and they're almost like, they trigger me in that way that it takes me right back to being that kid that didn't have enough and being afraid to go home and being embarrassed and you're exposed. Nah, I'm gonna open up my wallet and just be like, here.
Meanwhile, my kids are like, we only have $1 and we have 4 things to buy. And Gibran will be like, we'll figure it out with the cash. I think we're gonna have enough on INC. I think I'm like, there's no way you're gonna have enough. You only have $1. No, I think we're gonna have enough. I'm like, Gibran, each thing is 70 cents. You only have $1. No, I think we're gonna be okay. I think we're gonna be okay. Come on, INC, come. And I'm like, it's not adding up.
Yeah. And it's like me, and it's also like Sonari, because he knows that I'll be like, oh, like if the few times that he's had cash, right? Because that boy is a card kid. But like when he has cash, I'll be like, oh, you had $20 this morning. How much do you have now? He'll be like $7. And I'm like, what did you buy? And he's like, oh, you're not gonna be mad. He even tells me, he's like, you're not gonna be mad because Miles didn't have any money and I took out, and you always say to look out for your friends. So like I bought stuff because
no, but the cashier will be like, it's $2.13. And I'm like this. You only have a dollar.
And here I would come. Here.
No, but then they're counting. They're like, there's 25 and 10. And then somebody comes. And I'm standing like this. And then her comes on Evelyn.
Yep,
here I come. Someone in the line. Like, how much do you have to give it an INC? Well, we have 25. And then they're like, okay, here's $2. Here's $2. Like, just to rush them. And I'm like,
That would very much be me. But you know what? But for my own self, I'm cheap as hell. Like I told you about the story about how I found a pair of jeans for 99 cents at Old Navy.
They took the coupon.
And I wanted to use the coupon, and Donnie was like, please. He did that to me. He was like, here, take the extra dollar. Just here. Just I'll buy it. Go away, Evelyn. This is too much. And I was like, no, it's principle. I want my 1/3 off coupon. I was like, I'm only supposed to pay 66 cents for these pants. He was like.
No, I always laugh. I always laugh, and I'm always reminding them, like, you are so lucky because I told you you didn't have enough. And he's like, but I thought we did. I thought we did. Wow. And Nancy's like, she is so nice, right, Mama? She was so nice. And I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
That would be me. I'd be like, oh.
Oh my God. I do that too when I see other kids, but I'm like, you all have to count before you get to the thing. See, Mama, see, the next time we're gonna count, but we got this.
Yeah, but you know what, where I do that and nobody looks out for me is on public transportation. I will be, I never pay for the bus. I'll walk in and put my Metro card in knowing that it's expired for a year, and I'll be like,
and then you start pretending. You walk in and then you start pretending.
I'm like, oh, let me sit down and look for some coins.
I do that too.
And then you sneak off like, just bye.
They'll be like,
you chasing me down this bus?
Right.
When I was pregnant, and yeah, I used to just walk in. I'd be like, I'm going to come back in a second. And they'll be like,
yeah, right. They're looking at you like, yeah, right. And I'll be like, I get on in the front. You know how people that try to sneak, they get on in the back? No, I'm
going to do that.
I will let you know that I'm not paying. You ain't even going to have to be questioning. I'm letting you know I'll be back. And then by the time I get off, every once in a while, I'll put like 38 cents in the thing on my way out, which actually gives them more work. This one man was like, don't do that shit. Because now I have to actually stop and do whatever the button is. He was like, you should have just, why are you giving me more work? And I was like, oh, say less. I didn't know.
He has to push the button?
No,
the best is when the buses are like, when you have to take the little paper, I take that little paper for the transfer. I'm like, this is mine. I need to take it.
But apparently there's like a certain, once money is put in, they have to like click it so that it goes down. And if it's not the right amount of money, they basically have to put in, like, there's another series of like codes that they have to put in. But if you don't put anything in, then there's no code. So they got to stop and put the, you know, put whatever the code is. So the bus driver was like, don't do that. Just go. just go. And I was
on the bus in Cuba. Like my past life, when I used to take the bus, no more, but like, motherfuckers used to just walk on the bus.
Yeah.
And then like the bus driver be smoking a cigarette. Like the bus drivers have the top buttons open, gold chain, smoking a cigarette while driving a bus. And it's just like, okay. I'm like, please. What's happening?
You just
the old bus drivers here, I used to love. I wish I used to take pictures of them because they used to have those brown leather shoes. With the little socks and their cuffs, dress pants. A lot of them used to wear pinstripe dress pants, rolled up, up to like here, rolled up to here. Yeah, they used to be hot, and I used to just love seeing them because that's the first thing that you see when you walk into the bus, is their brown shoe rolled up, and they used to have a towel, like one of those toallitas, like on their lap.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Because they're counting money. Because you have to give them the money in their hand.
They don't even look. They're just like...
They used to just have their hand out for their... And it used to be 15 cents. So they had to give you change. And they used to have the little thing that used to go like this. So you used to have to give them a quarter. So a quarter, and they'll give you a dime back, right? A dime. But, and they used to wipe their hands constantly. But I still remember their brown shoe, little like sock, white sock, and their pants rolled up to here. Classic look. Classic look. That was my, for years, I remember, and wiping their hands constantly. And the huge steering wheel wrapped up in vinyl.
You're like, they were right.
The what?
That they were hot.
That bus used to be, you know, Diablo Rojo was hot. No air condition, no fan.
What is that?
Scorching hot.
It's just
I don't understand how my woman's thighs survived.
My thighs,
your inner thighs,
burnt off because the way that these things, seriously, like my chafing between my thighs, that's one thing that the bike has actually done, because my thighs were so big that they would like kind of overlap. So like whenever I walked, it would be like something like this. Whereas now I've started to notice that they are more even because of the work on the bike. So it actually, like, the muscles in my thighs are a little bit more muscular. So they don't.
But how did a woman survive? Like, those are conversations that I feel like.
Let me tell you something.
Did women have
lotion,
deodorant? I put deodorant.
There was one time where my shit was chafing so bad my skin broke. I had to stop in the street and put lip gloss between my thighs because it was like literally the first thing that I could find that was like this. My Mac Oh Baby. I was like, oh God. Like,
no.
I just lifted my dress and put it on my thighs.
I had a dress on once. I was pregnant with Gibran. I had a long dress on, thank God. But I had to walk blocks holding my dress in between my legs for blocks because I wasn't gonna make it. I was gonna like sleep on the street sleep on the street that night of the pain. I just couldn't. I was raw. I got home and for 2 days I had to have my legs spread open because I ripped, like my inner thighs were ripped raw.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It felt like this elastic band ripped.
Yeah.
It was this raw, bleeding. But my thing is like, how did women, I'm talking like 10 years, like not even, no, I'm talking the buses. Like my grandmother, the twins were big women. I wonder, my mother didn't talk about nothing. Like she never spoke about any of that. Now my mother's a very thin woman, but did these conversations happen? That's what I'm wondering. Did these conversations happen?
But we also, and we're moving, you know, that because I feel like that also is a thing too, that it's like, is it that you are...
But my thighs rub and I have to put deodorant in between my legs.
Yeah. My thighs rub, the skin breaks.
Exactly.
Chafe.
Mine too.
Raw.
Underneath my breasts, I have, if I don't shower every day, I smell like vomit underneath my breasts.
Oh my God, I'm ill.
But that's a real thing.
Yeah. Because you can get yeast infections under your breasts.
Exactly.
I had one before.
Really?
Like I had to use like the chlorotrimazole, like the thing that you would use to put it under, especially when I was pregnant with Ben. It was like my breasts just got so big so fast that it was like it was hard to navigate.
Yeah, just like what? Okay, maybe this is so like vomit dash. I exaggerate. but it doesn't smell fresh.
There's a lot of things happening here. And it's just a lot happening here.
Yeah.
That's in, like, what? Vomit? Breath?
And then Evelyn and the yeast infection because of your boobs getting big while you're pregnant. Because it's a lot of, it's pregnancy, it's boobagery, and like a lot of things happening that you have to keep track of.
Yeah. I mean, it happened. You know, like, it just, like, my doctor was like, oh, and I was all horrified. Like, I don't know what's going on. And they were just like, oh, use this. And I was like,
yeah. And sunbathe. I had to sunbathe under my breast when I was breastfeeding.
Like, this regular.
Yeah, can't, because I was sweating so much and the hormones and Ibrang. I know.
It changes, boy.
So
wait.
What?
I'm gagged right now. Do you not see this? I don't know what to say. I feel like
menopause, you know, premenopause or menopause. I don't know what I'm going through. It's just something else too.
Yeah, it's a whole game changer.
So, my boobs get bigger. I don't want that.
It might, or it might get smaller.
It might get smaller too.
Okay. Yeah, you don't know.
Maybe they're getting smaller. I don't want it like boom boom. Like, that's too much.
I mean, yeah, you don't know. Mine got bigger.
Yeah, mine too. And they stayed bigger.
Yeah, mine stayed bigger. So
lots of people lose all the breasts they got.
I would like that. I would like that experience. Sounds
my stomach got bigger and stayed bigger.
Yeah. My stomach, my head, I feel like got bigger. Like, I was just like, damn, it all got bigger.
Your head.
My cheeks got bigger, like my dad's, and stayed bigger.
My feet got bigger and stayed bigger.
I got bigger all around and stayed bigger.
Yeah.
I got bigger all around and stayed bigger.
Same. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, thank y'all for that education, because.
And some people get smaller and stay smaller.
Yep.
And some people lose weight when they get sad. That has never been my experience.
Same.
Oh my God, I got depressed last week and I lost 9 pounds.
I haven't eaten. And you're like, because I'm depressed, I'm going to eat nonstop.
Exactly. Oh my God, Jambia, I'm so tired that I forgot to eat. I'm so tired that I ate 8 meals.
Like, that's the one thing that I don't understand. Literally until I was home for this last year is when people, like, I forgot to eat. Maybe I didn't eat because I didn't have time, but forgetting to eat crossed my mind.
I'm your home.
It didn't happen to me until I was home, and I was actually, I remember that I was spending a lot of time in the living room, and I could see the kitchen, and that was the only time that I can say that I've actually, like, oh, I didn't even eat today, I forgot. But it was like any other time when I'm outside in these streets,
forget to eat,
choose not to eat is one thing. Forgetting to eat, nah, B, I can't.
I'm planning the next meal I'm eating the meal that I. That I just planned to eat.
My mother and my brother, they used to be eating breakfast or whatever, and they would be like, oh, como en que unas dos horas como que me va a dar ganas de comer un arroz en leche. Voy a sacar eso para que así ya cuando estemos listos para un postrecito o algo. And I'm like, but y'all still eating these, you know, tortillas con frijoles. Y, oh, sí, pero eso no es igual, mija. No, ya son las 8, ya de aquí como a las 11 vamos a tener hambre. And the plate is in hand, like they're eating and they're planning.
Exactly. I had an ex-boyfriend, and he used to be like, your people are so food focused. He spent like a week here in Panama, and he's like, you all are so food focused. And I was like, absolutely. We'll be out. Same thing. We'll be out in the morning, and we're already at the restaurant thinking about like lunch and dinner, about what we're gonna eat, what, like what little spot we're gonna stop by. Like, remember that little spot that we stopped by the last time? Oh my God, I hope that they have this, but we have to stop before this time because the last time we stopped a little bit later and they didn't have what we liked. So we have to make sure. So everything is revolving around the food stops. And he's like, you all are so food focused. And we're like, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
It is